The Mishnah tells us Shlosha Dvarim Rabbi Gamliel Machmir Kedivrei Beis Shammai. So there were three areas where Rabbi Gamliel is Machmir in accordance with Beis Shammai. So this requires a comment right off the bat. Generally speaking, we can't hold like Beis Shammai. The fear of a schism was too deep that after the Bas Kol came out and said Elu Velu Divrei Elokim Chayim, but the Halacha is Kedivrei Beis Hillel, we adopted a position that Beis Shammai b'makom Beis Hillel ain't a Mishnah, that we can't abide by that position. There's this famous story, beginning of the Gemara Masech de Brachos. Anybody remember the story with Rabbi Tarfon? What did he do? And Beis Shammai interpreted the pasuk of Kriyat Shema b'shach b'cha of kumecha, literally. Beis Hillel says it's zman shchiva, just the time that you go to sleep. Beis Shammai says, and he, you know, Rabbi Tarfon lie down by the side of the road. And he was sort of proud of himself for being machmir for this position. And the rabbi said to him, "Kedai ha'yisul achuv ba'atzmecha shavar tol divrei Beis Hillel." Had the highwaymen, not the teenage high schoolers, but the dangerous kind, had they gotten to you, so you would have deserved it. So this is obviously prior to that baskel. Otherwise, you can't be machmir like Beis Shammai. Because, and again, it's not because we think that Beis Shammai is wrong. It's just because we have so much respect for their point of view that it could really lead to a schism. And lo aleinu, we see what it means for the Jewish people to be at war with each other, how dangerous that is. So we have to avoid that at all costs. Ein tomnin es hachamin miyantif l'shabbos. So the first area was hatmana miyantif l'shabbos. So mentioned before, when it comes to the Erev Tavshilin, Beis Shammai required... And Beis Hillel only required one Tavshil, Beis Shammai required two. So Beis Shammai would require a special hatmana, that you'd have to insulate something before the onset of Yontif to go into Shabbos. We don't paskin that way, but the Gemara points out that we paskin that we need a davar hane'efes, something which is baked, like matzah we use, and a davar hamevushal, something which is cooked. So Beis Shammai added in a davar hanitman, something which is going to be insulated. Now, if you look in the text, I know it's Aramaic, so it's a little bit esoteric, but in the text that you recite for the Erev of Tavshilin, we all recite, we actually specifically reference not just dvarim hamivushalim and not just dvarim hanefin, but also anything that would have hatmana as well, because we follow the position, of course, of Beis Hillel. V'ein zokvenes haminora b'yantiv. Fascinating idea. They thought it was bona. So this is like, we say Ein Binyan B'Kli, but Beis Shammai didn't hold that way. So imagine you had like a Lego menorah. So Beis Shammai wouldn't let you put that together on Shabbos or Yontif. They thought that was like Binyan. Or like, let's say, an IKEA kind of a situation where these things, you know, they just sort of slide into each other. So we accept the view that there's no real halacha of Binyan by Kelim. Now, there could be halacha of Makabe Patish, but that's a different story. But an open peat and greets and alarikikin. In terms of baking on Yontif, you shouldn't do too much. You should just do light baking because of the Tircha Yaseira. So, Amram Amliel, Mimeim Shal Beis Avalo, he opened peat and greets and alarikikin. And he said, you know, I grew up in my father's house, and we'd see they would only make rikikin. So, Amram Amliel, Manasa the Beis Avicha. It's very nice. Shayu Machmir Nal Atzman, Umakilin the Chol Yisrael. The open peat and greets and Vachori. Just because you saw that in your father's house, you know what that proves? Maybe they had a strict tradition in your father's house. But just because they had a strict tradition in your father's house that they didn't bake to the fullest extent, they were makil for the rest of Klal Yisrael. Like Rashi comments, it's a beautiful comment in Rashi and Shah, so he says, Hamachmer yachmer latzmo v'chas v'chalila lahachmer al-cherim. If somebody wants to take on a chumra, that can be, if it's appropriate, it's a very beautiful thing. But you can't necessarily impose that chumra on other people. It's not an appropriate thing to do. Especially if the tzibur doesn't have a tradition of holding that chumra. To give an example, the Rav's tradition was to hold the zmanim of Rabbeinu Tam, 72 minutes after Shkia, he wouldn't do malacha or Shabbos. But he always, you know, my father-in-law grew up in the Maimonides shul, didn't impose that on the tzibur at all, 42 minutes, they daven ma'ariv, they made havdalah. Okay, you know, so you could be machmer on yourself, you can't necessarily be machmer on other people. Afu amar shlosh dvarim lahakel. But when Amliel wasn't such a terrible machmir, he had three kulas. Even though we're choshesh, let's say, this doesn't apply so much anymore, but there used to be a problem with sweeping in the times of the Tanaim and the Amoraim. What would be the problem of sweeping on Shabbos or Yontif? What's wrong? Clean up the floor a little bit. What's the issue? You're right, so you're straightening out the floor. That's a variety of choresh. Choresh is preparing the ground, so leveling out the ground. So You don't have a dirt floor, you don't have to worry about it. So they would allow for a little bit of sweeping. So that was a kula that we didn't accept. Umanichenes hamugmar biyantif. And they would, mugmar is like a sweet-swelling aroma, so that they would allow this to be lit over the course of yantif. Now again, since we follow Beis Hillel, we have the position of mitoch shocho letzorach, chotronami shalol letzorach. So what would be the problem with that? If you're allowed to, you know, let's say, light things that would be in the context of a fire for ochal nefesh, for cooking, so let's say it's for incense, what's the problem with that? So we mentioned it has to be a davar hashav l'chol nefesh, that's something which is accessible to everybody, not just something which is for mifunakim, for very fancy people who have sweet-selling aromas. So there used to be a big shayla, thank God, it's not a common shayla anymore. What about smoking on yantif from a pre-existing flame, when it was very common to smoke? That was an idea of davar hashav l'chol nefesh. Unfortunately, today now the shilas are starting with marijuana. Is that considered a davar hashav l'chol nefesh? Thank God, not so much in our kehila, Baruch Hashem. But I know many rabbanim who are now getting shilas. It's not right. People shouldn't smoke, not on Shabbos, not on Yantif, and get high. Rav Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva explicitly that it's a iser gamor, as well as an iser chamor, very very serious iser. But if you consider this to be a davar hashav l'chol nefesh, you have a pre-existing flame and say, okay. Somebody was pointing out to me, it's such a terrible chilul, but you know, the idea of, especially when it came to sukkahs, it's called the hot box, they were telling me, to turn a sukkah into like a marijuana zone. It's a sukkah, is a cheftza shal kedusha, chag ha-sukkos, tazlucha, shivas yamim. You can imagine such a thing. So now this is the new, again, these things are chozer v'neir, in every year, in every generation, different challenges. So this is now on the table again. And on the zeicha the carbon pesach, they would have a fully roasted gedi. Mikulas means like the whole body. The opposite tradition. They said this is not a good way of remembering the carbon pesach. This is the accepted minhag, is that we don't eat roasted at all. Forget about a whole sheep or goat roasted together, because we say that it looks like it's kachim b'chutz. It looks like, you know, people are bringing karbanos outside of the Beis HaMikdash. For Gamliel's tradition was, oh, what a beautiful way of remembering the carbon pesach that once was. We'll have a roasted gedi. Of course, they knew it wasn't kachim, but it wasn't necessarily the right appearances. Rabbi Chanani ben Akashamar, Yotze Kadosh Baruch Hu, Zakos, Es Yisrael,